continue on with Dodge County Sheriff's Office. Bree Frank and Dustin Weitzel with us this morning as we continue our conversation. A busy weekend, and so we still had in the news this morning that a man is still on the loose. I don't know how dangerous this person is, but it all started Saturday. Is that right, Bree?
Yeah, it started on Saturday. We had a very busy weekend this weekend. It started Saturday with a deputy observing the stolen car out of North Bend, actually, by Menards here in Fremont, and then initiated a pursuit, which ended over at the 200 block of South Birchwood. He abandoned the car there and got away on foot. There was a brief foot pursuit, and unfortunately the backyards over there are not conducive to chasing somebody. So unfortunately he got away, and then again on Sunday as well, got away for the second time. So we're following up on all the leads and all of the public comments that we get to hopefully put him behind bars.
I know people always think, oh, well, gosh, just go get the guy. Or why couldn't you catch him? Well, pursuit is a difficult thing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Especially with the amount of people. It was a Husker Saturday and the amount of people outside. So that got terminated fairly quickly after it began. That's why he abandoned the vehicle. Luckily, the police department found it abandoned, so that was a good catch. We were able to release some stolen property that was recovered as well back to the owners. So that was pretty satisfying for us. We can get that stolen property back to its rightful owners. We also have a lot of stolen property that has not been reported yet. So if you think that you're missing something, especially from the North Bend area, either from your vehicles or maybe from your garages, just items that you believe are missing, give us a call, let us know so we can get those items back to their original owners.
I know yesterday I was putting the story together and I asked you for some information on the Crime Stoppers side, and maybe just go over that for folks. If you do have a tip on maybe you saw something or you saw somebody, how that works.
Yeah, so Dodge County Crime Stoppers is an amazing organization for us. You can give them a call, or you can download the P3 app from either the Google Play Store or the iOS Store, and it will be anonymous, and you can submit a tip through that to the Dodge County Crime Stoppers. We get those tips, and then we follow up on them. We also receive tips through our Facebook page, and we're able to follow up on those as well.
Good deal. Good. I know hiring process is for everybody has been one of those things where we're always, okay, yeah, I'd love to hire some more people. They're just not applying. But Dustin, let's talk a little bit about that. You guys are back at it, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're going to start the application process up here this week, by the end of the week, hopefully. Working some things out on the website again. We're about five deputies short. We just got a new contract signed this earlier this summer. We have competitive wages. We have a hiring bonus for anybody certified for $5,000. Hopefully get some good applicants this time and kind of move forward from there.
What are the, I guess, basic requirements if you wanted to be an officer?
21 years of age, GED or high school diploma, valid driver's license are the main three.
Okay, yeah. And kind of take it from there, right?
Yeah, and then the process, we'll start with a written test and a physical on the same day. I haven't set that day yet, probably maybe September 24th we're looking at. After that, we'll go through interview process and then background start. It's about a 3 to 4 month process.
Yeah, yeah. It's not instant.
Correct.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see, as far as the physical goes, could Chris or Janet pass the physical, you think?
Absolutely.
No.
Okay. We are hiring.
I do want to add another addition to a requirement. I think guts. You need to have some guts to get out there and do what you do. And that's another reason you would not want me on your team.
Yeah. And with that, we do have a school to career, those opportunities for the high school students.
Nice.
We do have one currently that it comes daily. And internships through Midland's the main one we've been getting them from. To show those students, you know, law enforcement and the career that they may want to choose.
Yeah, Midland University is a good place for that. The Back to Business Bash last week was, I think it's just good to have that event. That way students can see that the community really wants them here, too.
Correct. And that's why we have, you know, those interns want to keep them here. You know, some come from all over the country, but we're trying to keep them here in the community and get them a job if they desire and kind of stay in the area.
I was thinking back to our conversation about this gentleman who's still on the loose, but it seems like we've had a lot of stolen vehicles or a lot of that going on here in the last 10 days or so.
I would agree. A lot of stolen vehicles, and unfortunately, I always remind people to lock up your cars, take your keys, and make sure that it's a little bit harder. The opportunity is not so much there. Unfortunately, these people are always going to be out there, so we kind of have to make it a little bit harder for them. But there has been, and I know Fremont PD, they also put out on their Facebook page that they've had a rash of stolen vehicles as well. So be on the lookout for that and kind of keep your property.
Yeah, keep it secure would be good. Bree Frank and Dustin Weitzel with us from the Dodge County Sheriff's Office this morning. October is a big month for you. You'll have a different colored patch, right?
We will. Our badges will be pink in October. So the Pink Patch Program, we've done it for the past couple years, and we are also going to do it this year as well. There'll be T-shirts and sweatshirts and things like that that will be available for purchase. Hopefully we'll have a website for that as well. And you'll see deputies and the police department alike in pink patches for the month. So if you see a deputy in one and you'd like to purchase a pink patch, those are also available for $10, and you can purchase those too. So it's a really fun, kind of different for us. You get all the guys to wear pink, and that's hilarious. So you can do that. And then it also is good for the awareness for the month of the reason that why we're doing it. Last year, we raised money for Kim Koski, and she had just passed away. And so that was really rewarding for us. So we'll have a different beneficiary this year, I believe, but we'll kind of go from there.
Good deal. Now, did you just finish up a campaign? Is that right?
Yeah, we had the last basically month, we had two grants that we ran, the speed enforcement one, and then last one was the DUI, You Drink, You Drive, You Lose campaign. That just wrapped up on Monday the 5th here.
On the 5th?
Okay. Yeah, so that went through the Labor Day weekend. Those numbers are not currently in yet, so I don't have all the numbers for either one of those, but they were very successful. We took a lot of things off the streets here in Dodge County.
Good deal. Well, I think that's about all we have for today, unless you had something else.
I just want to, on the application process, I just want to touch base. That is on our website, DodgeCountySheriffNE.com. Go to that website and load the application off of there, and hopefully you get some good ones.
Good deal. All right. Well, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
You know, when Sheriff Reynolds comes, though, he brings donuts and all kinds of stuff, but that's okay.
That's right. We don't need it.
We need to return the favor. I was gonna, if he was coming in this morning, I was going to make some apple dapple cake.
Oh, you keep threatening that.
And I'm going to make it yet and deliver it. So,
well, the more you do that, the less likely it's going to be that I'm going to be an eligible candidate for your position.
For the physical.
Yeah, just the physical alone. I mean, I can probably fill out the application, but the rest I'm a no on.
Yeah. All right. Well,
good thing I have a job here.
That's right. Exactly. All right. That's going to finish it up. 8:51. Thank you again.
Thank you,
Bree Frank and Dustin Weitzel with the Dodge County Sheriff's Office this morning. Fremont.